السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ومن صلى وسلم
تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وأستاذنا وقائدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. اللهم يا رب العرش العظيم، نسأل الله العلي العظيم أن يجزيه عنا كل خير، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ثم أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وإن كل بدعة ضلالة، وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، مصداقا لقول الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. والهضليب فير الله اللون، فير الله أولي اللون. أن كانت تقوى، أن be your duty to Allah تبارك وتعالى، and don't ever die except in the state of Islam, because there is no any success any religion will be accepted besides Islam in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's side, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a season. And the season here that your brother and sister start to prepare themselves for the great trip, Al-Hajj Al-Akbar. Al-Hajj, the fifth pillar in Islam. And they almost prepare themselves to travel in this weekend or in the beginning of the next week to go and to travel, seeking the reward from Allah, seeking maghfirah, forgiveness from Allah, mercy from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ويأفك الله تبارك وتعالى في السر لنا بجنه طور خطبة that Allah accept all the Hajj and those who make an Umrah and Hajj in Seer إن شاء الله تعالى. And we ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to provide and increase us إن شاء الله to perform Hajj and Umrah very soon إن شاء الله تعالى. الله تبارك وتعالى خلق الزمان. Allah is the only, is the one who created الزمان, the time. وفضل بعضه على بعض. And one of them to excel the other on degree. Meaning Allah is the one who created the time and Allah تبارك وتعالى prepared some of the time to be better than the others. So Allah عز وجل, why he does that? It is the mercy for all the Muslim Ummah. Allah prepared time or some of the time of the year, and he prepared it and he exalted in degree, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is mercy for the whole ummah. Why? Because Allah wants you to be upgraded. Allah wants you to enter the Jannah. Allah yield the Muslim ummah to get the most reward. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also get the Muslim ummah to have al-Jannah and to forgive all their sins. Therefore, many days Allah prepared one over the other. فشهر رمضان أفضل الشهور على السنة في الإطلاق. شهر رمضان Allah prepared one month over the other month in the whole year to be شهر رمضان. Allah تبارك وتعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. We know that. فيه ليلة القدر. In it, ليلة القدر. Forgiveness from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Mercy from Allah تبارك وتعالى. الجنة from Allah تبارك وتعالى. And then Allah تبارك وتعالى فضل الأسبوع على بعضه. Allah made a one day in the week to be better than the other days the whole year. يوم الجمعة. The day of الجمعة. عيد في الأرض وعيد في السماء. In the day, in the land, and fixed also in the heaven. It's mercy from Allah. فيه ساعة يتقبل بها الله الدعاء. Guarantee, in the day of Al-Jum'ah, there is an hour. It's not 6 minutes. There is a time. Allah تبارك وتعالى accept the دعاء from all the believers. Mercy. Allah wants to upgrade you. Allah, He wants to accept your دعاء. Allah, He wants to forgive you. When you come to the Jum'ah, الله قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من الجمعة إلى الجمعة كفارة لما بينهما. It will raise the جمعة. Until the second جمعة and you do your duty to Allah, Allah forgive between the two جمعة. It is also great and mercy from Allah تبارك وتعالى. وفضل الله عز وجل ليلة. A night. Allah he make it the best night ever. ليلة القدر. And if you catch ليلة القدر, as you know, that is better than 1,000 months, one night. You working for Allah, you worship Allah تبارك وتعالى, you stand up this night for Allah تبارك وتعالى, Allah will give you a reward that you will gain, or it will be better than 1,000 months in your life. It's also Allah He wants to upgrade you. Allah He wants to raise you to have the highest level of Al-Jannah. Alhamdulillah for that. And some of the days in the year will be the best days ever. Some of the days, the whole year, in the whole year, to be the better than every single day first. What is that? Al-Ashr al-Ula min Dhul-Hijjah. The first 15 days of Al-Dhul-Hijjah. Most of us, we don't know, we're sleeping, we don't figure the great reward. Therefore, we need to wake up. These 10 days is very tight up very soon. We're gonna have these 10 days. What we should do? Why these 10 days consider أفضل أيام السنة in general, it's better days in the whole year. Why? There is evidence for that. Concentrate with me. Allah تبارك وتعالى choose this day to also to raise you in degree, to give you the most reward, to forgive all your sins in this day. Need from us to concentrate and never leave it until you do your duty to Allah Ta'ala in this day. Most of us never care about. So we need to stand up to understand what is the value of this day. What is the preference of this day. قال تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى في سيد من القرآن بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان سورة الفجر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليالي العشر والشفع والوتر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر والفجر الله give out by the day the time of الفجر the best time ever when you wake up for Allah tabaraka ta'ala and you go pray in the jama'ah. In the jama'ah, Allah give a oath. And when Allah give a oath of one of his scriptures, what does that mean? It's valuable or not valuable? It's very valuable. It is the grace when Allah choose some of his scriptures and he give a oath by it, that means it's very valuable. Wal-fajr by the dawn, by the time of al-fajr. When you stand up to pray to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, to purify yourself and to go to the masjid, this is the time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam law ya'lam al-nas ma fi al-fajr la'atawu ilayha hadwa. If the people know what is the benefit of al-fajr to go and pray, they will come and hurry up crawling their baby. Even in quiet crawling, because some of us cannot walk. Some of us, it's difficult for them. I'm so sleepy, it's so cold, so and so. Even if you come to Al-Fajr, فَكَانَ الرَّجُلُ مِنَ الصُّحَابَةِ يَتَّكِوا عَلَى أَخَيْهِ يَتَّكُوا عَلَى أَخَوَيْهِ يَذْهَبْ لِطَلَبِ الْفَجْرِ. The man, he used to go, and he called his brother in Islam to inquire on him, to hold his two arms and to take him walking to the masjid, because it's a great benefit. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ And Allah he give a oath also by the 10 nights. The 10 nights of the month of Dhu-Hijjah, the first 10 days of the month of Dhu-Hijjah. Valuable. Very great day. So Allah give a oath. And come to the Sunnah. Sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have two hadiths. We need to discuss about it. الصحيحين in the two صحيح بخاري المسلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ابن عباس. ابن عباس نريد one of the good hadiths from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد البخاري ومسلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام أحب إلى الله العمل الصالح فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر الأولى من ذو الحجة. There is no any day in the whole year better in Allah تبارك وتعالى الصالح more than العمل الصالح the good work the righteous deed in this day never you're gonna find in another you perform it in another day never will be competed with this day never gonna be greater than this 10 days meaning that العمل الصالح to work hard in this 10 days to work hard and will tell you what العمل الصالح. But before I end the hadith, there is a part of al-hadith. The Sahaba asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله. Even the jihad, you know al-jihad is one of the righteous deeds in Islam. رسول الله عليه وسلم, من بات يحرس في سبيل الله ليلة خير من عبادة 70 عاما. If you stand up, you guard the Muslim property. You guard it with سبيل الله. You stand up to guard, to protect the Islam, to protect the Muslim Ummah, one night only, it's better for you than you worship Allah 70 years. Righteous deeds. So the Sahaba, they asked, they compare between this righteous deed, which you could perform it in this 10 days, and the jihad in sabilillah. قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَاد. Even the jihad cannot reach the reward of this 10 days, of al-amal al-salih in this 10 days. Allahu Akbar. Meaning if I perform good deeds in these 10 days, والجيرو البيتر ده الجهاد في سبيل الله يس ده برافو تعطلنا يس يس كان ويلوزك كان ويلوزك بريك تشان نيفر وي ويل ستاند اب توجذر ادفايز ماي سيلف اند يو تو ورك هارد فور ذيس نيكست 10 دايز ان شاء الله تعالى ذا فيرست 10 دايز اوف ذا مانث اوف ذا حجه But the Prophet made a condition, says, إِلَّا رَجُلْ except a man خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ except a man who sacrificed by his soul, by himself, and he took all his money and he spent it for the cause of Allah and he came back to his family member without anything, mean he died in سبيل الله, that's a shaheed. The martyr. من الله تبارك وتعالى جيب أصل ذا تجريء في الشهيد. السكن حديث مدى الله to show him with you حديث عبد الله بن عمر ورسل إن ده صحيح وقد مشدوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام أعظم عند الله ولا أحب إليه العمل الصالح فيهن من هذه الأيام العشر there is no any great day or any beloved day in Allah تبارك وتعالى's sight more than this 10 days. The righteous deeds in this 10 days. What we should do, يا رسول الله? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فأكثروا فيها من التكبير والتهليل والتحميد. What I should do in this 10 days? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أكثروا, increase. Your takbir, تهليل. What you should do in this 10 days particularly? Follow the whole earth. You go to your shop, you go to the market, in a school, in a street, in the mosque, in everywhere. What you should do? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قولوا say الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. In this 10 days, in everywhere, fill up the whole entire world with the takbir. Show the people that you're greeting Allah, that you are the son of Islam. Raise your head up and say Allahu Akbar and don't hide a takbir in everywhere you go. Let the people hear you. Let the people listen about you because the Islam is coming. The Islam is coming, my brother. As I told you many times, you may think this attack from the media against the Islam is bad, but I swear Allah one day, even in the month of Ramadan, this is good for the Islam. People, they will enter the deen of Allah with takbir, because those who are dwelling in the land, those who deserve to worship Allah and never associate in a partner with him. As your brother and all of you go to the internet, subhanAllah, from the ruler, one of them, the one who treated the Muslim and sheer to kill a lot of Muslims in Iraq and Afghanistan. Tony Blair, his sister-in-law, she became a Muslim and she converted to Islam and she said, Allahu Akbar for the ni'mah, the bounty of Islam. Number two, good news, the most famous today, when I check the internet, the most famous news lady in BBC in British, the most famous news lady, what happened to her? She converted to Islam, she will be born. Look at her, my brother, and look into the internet, say, new, the BBC lady whom she converted to Islam recently. Go and check and see how she dresses the hijab, and they bring her picture when she goes straight to Allah. Isn't it good or not? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Raise your voice, the picture for Islam is coming, we spend all our money, but Allah has his own decision to make this deen above all the religion, even if they attacking you, even if they say so and so. The deen of Allah will come very soon, insha'Allah ta'ala. Just to pray to Allah, and Allah accept us among the as-saliheen. So raise your hand. Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, they used to enter the masjid, and they said this takbir in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, and the people in the market, they repeat after them. So, Let's remind each other. When I meet you in the street in this 10 days, tell me, say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Instead to say salam to me, remind me about this takbir, because this is the best day ever in Allah tabaraka ta'ala's sight. 10 days. Why are superior? Number one, in this 10 days, Allah tabaraka ta'ala give oath about this 10 days. So we know about this already. Number two, حتى فيها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على العمل الصالح. The Prophet ﷺ instructed us, advised us to increase all your good deeds in this day. Such as, what we have to do? الصلاة, increase the نافلة in this 10 days. وذكر وقراءة القرآن. I have agenda as a Muslim to finish the Quran in this 10 days. So this is the most beloved day to Allah. This is the greatest day in Allah tabaraka ta'ala sight, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in his hadith. From Ibn Abbas and Abdullah ibn Umar and Ibn Mas'ud too. Radwallahu anhu ajma'in. So that, what al-amal salih? What I should do as this? First, قراءة القرآن. ذكر وصيام, increase all the salah, praying the jama'ah in this day at least, to get the Muslim salah from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. What we should do? Also, there is the sadaqat, increase your charity in this day. What we should do? Fasting. ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the proof from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to pray this 9 days. And he said this 9 days, and he advised the Ummah to make two fasts this day. Inshallah ta'ala. You pray to Allah, Ya Allah, help us, and we are in the winter time, and the Maghrib is almost early and cool now. It's the great day to fast. What we should do? Silat al-Rahim. Call your father, call your mother, call your uncle, call your grandfather, call your relative, and rejoin the nation. You did not call them from long time. Increase this work. الأخلاق الحسنة, carry in these 10 days a good behavior, good manner, be great example for the Islam. How is that? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, البر حسن الخلق والذنب ما وقر في قلبك وقر في قلبك وأخفيته وخفت أن يطلع عليه الناس. البر اسم الفايتي is the حسن الخلق. When I see you, be in a good manner. This is piety. This is the degree of taqwa. Carry the good manner. If you are exactly all the time you're cursing, start cursing. Train yourself. Train yourself to carry the good manner with your family members, with your neighbors, with the people, the non-Muslim in your work. You must carry this good manner. If they curse you, don't answer the same way. المسلم خلق حسن. This is the kind of الإحسان. تحسن إلى الناس. To be kind for all people, Muslim and non-Muslim. Be a great. The people will enter the Islam because of your good manner. Because of your good behavior. Because they saw the sign of Iman comes out from you. حسن الخلق. Beautiful to your parents. If you have a problem, train yourself. And if you try to be in good behavior with your parents, call them your happy. My parents passed away, see whom they used to love. My parents, they used to love the neighbor. My parents, they used to love my uncle. My parents, and call these people in order to get the world to be beautiful for you and for your parents after they die. This is the illness people, sick people. This is al-amal al-salih, you could increase also. Try to actually enjoy what's right and forget what's wrong. So number three, in that day, this day is of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Fihi yawm Arafah, the day of Arafah. Khayru yawm tala'at alayhi shams, the best ever day in Allah tabaraka ta'ala's sight, the sunrise. This day ever, Yawm Arafah. What we should do? Allah give an oath about this day also in the Quran. Allah is mentioning in Surah Al-Buruj. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود والسماء ذات البروج. الله دي بروج وباي ذا هيفن وشكاي هيفي ستار. Could you imagine this heaven carry full? Nobody allowed, nobody could count it. This star, the Prophet ﷺ said, if one single star comes to the earth, it will burn and destroy the whole earth. This heaven carry tons of the stars. Allah is swear around this heaven. For those who have the brain, for those who have mind, to concentrate what Allah Ta'ala created. ذات البروج واليوم الموعود. Allah also continue give the oath. اليوم by the appointed day, the day of the resurrection. May Allah take all of us inshaAllah. وشاهد ومشهود by the witnessing day, day of Al-Jum'ah. ومشهود by the witnessed day, يوم عرفة. Allah give the oath about يوم عرفة. He akmal Allahu al-Din. Allah has completed the deen in this day. The day of Yawm Arafah. The ayah revealed to the Prophet sallam, Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum deenah. Wa akmaltu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deenah. This is the great ayah to complete the deen on the time of Muhammad. There is no Quran revealed after him. There is no Quran revealed to Fatima radiallahu anha wa ta'ala. There is no Quran came after him. There is no prophet will come after him. Allah complete the deen. There is no any authority for any Muslim to add to this deen, to bring from himself new deen or extra statement, extra salah, extra talk, unless the Quran and Sunnah mention it. No success for the Muslim without the Quran and Sunnah. Nobody authorizes to bring anything to this new deen and to add it and call it bid'atun hasana. There is nothing in Islam called bid'atun hasana. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala inna kulla bid'atin dalala. Verily every single bid'at, innovation, dahara, misguidance, sway. Who says bid'ah hasana, good bid'ah? There is no any definition in that. Ask Allah to take all of us from the bid'ah and to accept all our deeds. Pray Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah help us to perform this ibadah. InshaAllah, and give us the victory, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, wa rasulillah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Please, my brother, inshaAllah, step forward. A little space for your brother, inshallah, in the back. Inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshallah, to help us very soon, inshallah, ta'ala, to open the masjid, inshallah, very soon, inshallah, after we finish all the construction. In this day, 10 days also, one of it is day, the day, day number 9, يوم عرفة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, صوموا يوم عرفة. That is the day of عرفة. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الصحيح وسنتك حديث, احتسب عند الله ان يكفر سنتين, سنة قبلها وسنة بعدها. I seek help from Allah. Allah is my sufficient to for those who fast the day of Arafah, that Allah تبارك وتعالى forgives their sins for 2 years, a year before and this year which you live. This is a great reward. 12-hour fasting in that day, Allah gives you like a credit, like you fasted 24 months. That means every one hour of that day you fast, Allah will give you like a credit, like you fasted 2 months. Can we fast that day? May Allah help us to fast this day. And I would like to pay attention, my dear brother and sister in Islam, there is no inequality in this. There is no any ethnic group or this. Yawm Arafah is the one single day. You fast that day. We have a difference in the moon rising. Only one day of the Arafah. Described by Saudi or not Saudi, I am going with the brother who is standing in the day of Arafah. طب الجنابين شين فتوقف عند ديب اللفت قريدة عرفة ايه؟ عرفة اثنات تمورو عرفة اثنات تمورو وات افتر تمورو nobody in a mountain nobody in a عرفة everybody live سبحان الله يا اخي فير الله تبارك وتعالى ان بيه ده مسلم جماعة because الاسلام جماعة واحدة انا مسلم اروان بروس قل لي and when you pray to Allah and you fast that day because your brother and sister are standing in the mount of Arafah Allah forgive them when Allah he gather all his angels in that day he said يا ملائكتي oh my angel what my servant need from me قال يا ربي they seeking your reward they seeking forgiveness from you قال اشهدوا يا ملائكتي be witness my angel إني قد غفرت لهم I forgive all their sins those who stand up may Allah تبارك وتعالى accept from all Muslim إن شاء الله من يمين أم تيمين إن نوتر في عرب to accept the hajj I forgive all their sins and for us as a Muslim we fast that day to be with your brother not to be with Morocco not to be with Egypt not to be with the Senegal, not to be with the Bangladesh, not to be with Pakistan, not to be with Saudi Arabia, I will be with my brother and sister who's standing in the mount of Arafah. That's my destination. We need to clear it for everyone. See, the day of Al-Eid, the day number 10, the Udhiyya, literally, Dahiyya, Qurbani, to sacrifice for the cause of Allah. And the Prophet did not forget us. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنن أبو داود عن عبد الله بن مسعود وغيره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتك تو جوز and he spoke up by his honor hand after he turned into the peace and this is the sunnah it's not obligation to take your boat and turn into the qibla and what does the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say قال اللهم oh my lord هذا منك وإليك this is from you and also for you that is that a belief of the Muslim. It's from Allah because the one who provides you. And for Allah because you're seeking the reward from Allah. Not for anybody. You don't slaughter. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ مُسْلِمِينَ Oh my Lord, my salah وَنُسُكِي It's from my ذبيحة. My قربان لله رب العالمين. And what he says? إني وجهت وجهي الذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين. I turn my face. I submit completely to Allah. To Allah تبارك وتعالى. الذي فطر the one who created the heaven and earth and between. حنيفا. حنيفا. مسلما. Never associate partner with Allah. Never commit shirk with Allah. وأنا أول المسلمين. I am the first one in the line of the Muslim. You try to be not in the back of the line of the Muslim. Be in the front to do everything is possible. أسك الله تبارك وتعالى to إن شاء الله تعالى نجد من هذه الأوبي إن شاء الله تعالى. أبعث إن شاء الله تعالى for the قرباني. Sacrifice. You need Allah to increase you. You need a promotion. You need extra money. You need a blessing in your health for you and your family. You need قرباني. Allah provide you a lot. Don't forget your brother and sister. Everywhere they need to eat from. تقول منها وقيم البارس الفقير. Eat from it and feed those who are indeed the indigent and the poor from the Muslim Ummah in order to complete that every Muslim eat and drink in that day and to remember all your brothers, the orphan and the miskin and the poor in everywhere. They need your help. بجود فر الله تبارك وتعالى اللهم تقبل منا رب منا اللهم اجعل هذه الايام عيد ونصر على المسلمين تقبل منا صالح الاعمال لا تخرجنا من هذه الايام الا بذنب مغفور اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا انا كنا من الظالمين لا تعذبنا وانت بمراحم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات والمسلمين والمسلمات والاحياء منهم والاموات اللهم احفظنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين اماما واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا اللهم اعز الاسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم تقبل الحج من حجاج بيتك الكريم اللهم تعزتنا من الحج والعمرة يا رب القريب العاجل يا أرحم الراحمين اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اغفر لآبائنا وأمهاتنا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان أمتنا على لا إله إلا الله الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم اعف عن سيئاتنا إن كنا من الظالمين. اللهم أكمل لنا مسجد منهاج. اللهم أكمل لنا مسجد منهاج. اللهم اجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم. يا الله give credit and reward for every single Muslim who will be God for you يا الله and not for anything else. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to make all of us love each other في سبيل الله and we ask Allah to make this Eid victory and grace for every Muslim and everywhere يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي لكم. أقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي وذكر الله عز وجل.